Shalom Aleichem Chodesh Tov. I want to discuss with you a mahalach that I developed over the last 2 years. And this shiur is really two shiurim that have been combined into one shiur. And something I'm very excited about. As you can see, it's called Tkiat Shofar of Elul through Motzei Yom Kippurim until Sukkot. So I'm hoping the mahalach that we learn tonight, I call the shiur listening to the music. Why? Because sometimes it all depends on what music you listen to, the type of mood that you're in. You know, if you're like in a real neshama mood and you're listening to rock, it's probably not the best mix. So the same idea over here when we talk about Tkiat Shofar. Many of us think about Tkiat Shofar and Elul and we'll have a certain reaction, both a cognitive and emotional reaction. What I'd like to do is to analyze with you, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul a couple days ago, take you all the way to Sukkot with this mahalach, which I hope will help frame for you a chidush, and a couple of chidushim within Tkiat Shofar. And hopefully everything I just told you as an introduction will become very, very clear as we move on. First introduction, Tkiat Shofar. There are many times we have Tkiat Shofar throughout the year. Not only in Elul. Can somebody help me out here? This is not going to be a monologue. It's going to be hopefully with some a lot of participation. When do we have Tkiat Shofar throughout the year? You don't have to raise your hands or anything. That Rosh Hashanah, we'll get to it. When do we have it on Yom Kippur?
Right at the end.
Right at the end. We're going to get to that. Okay, good. When else? When else do we have Tkiat Shofar? Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah. When do we do that? When do we blow the shofar on Hoshana Rabbah?
In between Hakafah, don't we blow the shofar once?
It could be. Anybody else do that? Is it Minug? You have that in your shul? You have that in the same shul. West Hempstead. Okay. I don't know if there's any. It's interesting. I guess I have to look that up. I haven't seen. I didn't know if that's in print. It might be written there that you're tokeh shofar now between the different hakafos. Okay, good. What else? That might be also connected to the Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah being the Gemara also. When else is there tokeh shofar throughout the year? That was my hint. Throughout the year. Okay, we don't have it but many of you have been in Yerushalayim before. Anybody, this is the first time in Yerushalayim? No. Everyone who's been in Yerushalayim has spent Shabbos in Yerushalayim. And what do you hear? Siren, right? Why do we have a siren? Do you have a siren in Tinek? You don't have a siren in Tinek. So first of all, this is a Jewish country, and Tinek's not a Jewish country. That's also true. But what's the reason why we this siren over here? Because why?
Shabbat coming in.
Shabbat's coming in. Where did that come from? Shabbat. Came from the it's Gemara and Shabbos, which we're going to learn during Chorvus month, right? The idea that they had Sheish Tkiyot every single Erev Shabbat. One of the reasons to tell you, stop working. It's one of the reasons, okay? When else do we have Tkiat Shofar throughout the year? Before we're going to focus in on right now. When else?
During the Tanis for rain.
Good. Tanis, it's a Machloket Rishonim. Okay, whether you actually have Tkiat Shofar on Taniyot, or is it just Chatzotzrot? If you learn Masechet Tanit this year, you'll see it's a Machloket Rishonim whether there's the Tkiat Shofar for rain. Okay, good. So what we've seen so far is Tkiat Shofar maybe to stop very local before Shabbat to prepare you for Shabbat. Okay, maybe for the rain. Going out to war, Bariyotem B'chatzotzrot, that's going to war. Okay? So within that, now we get to Elul. Okay, those are just introduction other times throughout the year when there's Tkiat Shofar. We get to Elul. So when you've listened to the music of Tkiat Shofar, of Rosh Chodesh Elul, what have you thought about? What's the nature of the blowing of the shofar? I can feed it to you, and then the shiur will be over in 12 minutes, which is fine. Okay. What else? Yira. Okay, good. Somebody told me I gave part of the shiur on Shabbat. They said Lo'orir Levavot. You want to talk about Yira? Okay. Anybody else have any other thoughts? To try and want to help define. Okay. Yira. What else?
Reminder for tshuva.
Tkiat Shofar might be tshuva. which is connected to the year upon. Okay? Good. Let's go and see that I think it's much more than that. And let's see the sources inside and see the development of true or false, right? We start blowing on Rosh Chodesh Elul. I don't know if anybody's really thought of blowing from the concept. You have Rosh Chodesh Elul, and you have also the blowing of the whole Chodesh of Elul. Is that the same thing? Is that not the same things? Chaim, please don't do that now. Thanks. Right? It's what I think it is, right? Yeah. Okay. Good. Opan. As I said. Thank you. The first source in front of you is the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar is the source, the first source of where the concept of blowing shofar comes from. Okay, on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, look at the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. It says Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, and this is with a little introduction, which gets a little confusing, which is how many times did Moshe Rabbeinu go up for 40 days?
Twice.
Anybody else have another guess?
Three times.
You know? Okay, three times is the right answer. Let's quickly go over it. Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, we come to Har Sinai. We have a couple of days. Then we have Shloshit Mei Hagbalah. Then we have either Vav or Zayin. Sivan is Matan Torah. Good? Then what do we have? Then Moshe goes up for 40 days. Okay, after giving over the Luchot. Right? He goes up. And that's where we pick up the beginning of the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Arbim Yom Asa Moshe Bahar, Korei Bedat Mikra Bayom Veshoneh Bedat Mikra Balayla. He's there for 40 days. Okay? Then he takes the Luchot and goes down to the Machaneh. When does he come down? 17th day of Tammuz. Why is he coming down on the 17th day of Tammuz? Because it's 40 days after. That's correct. But what else? Very good. Mathematically sound. But what's the reason why he's coming down?
To
what? To give the Luchos or to break the Luchos?
Break.
Why is he breaking the Luchos on the 17th of Tammuz? What's happening on Shabbos of Tammuz? Chet Ha'Egel. Okay, that's why he was Mishaber the Luchot.
He knew about
Chet Ha'Egel. Hashem, no, not before he went up. He was learning, he was shtagging. Then Hashem said to him in Parsha Kitisa, Leich Reid, Ki Shichet Amcha Yisrael. They've messed up. And there's a whole question, he's going down, and why is he so upset? Hashem told him up on the top of the mountain that they messed up. Why does he get so emotional? And there's a machlokas mefarshim there, but that's not my shir right now. So then we go on. And what does he do? V'haraget chotei Yisrael v'asa. And here comes the next 40 days. So here's a machlokah between the Midrash here and a Rashi in Parashat Ekev. Okay? Because what happens? He comes down, he breaks the luchos. This Midrash says that now he spends the next 40 days down with the Machaneh doing what? I'm in the third line of the sources. Until he burns the egel, v'kitito ke'afar aretz, v'chrita v'odazara mi'Yisrael, v'itkin kol shevet shevet bimkomo. So according to this Midrash, he doesn't go back up again. He basically does what we call in Hebrew, avodah shchora. He's there cleaning house, what we would say, to make sure to get rid of all the avodah zara. The reason why I say it may be a little pedantic, but it's the concept of, it's, I guess, a good riddle, whether Moshe goes up two times or three times, because according to the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, he only does two times. According to Rashi in Parsha Ekev, in Perek Yud, this is the right one, he says that Moshe, after this, Perek Tet, Pasuk Yud, he says that he came after going up, Yud Chet B'Tammuz. What happens? He then goes up for the 40 days. Until when? Until Hashem now has forgiven. Okay, for those 40 days. But those 40 days, the language of Rashi is that these are 40 days of Kas. Rashi's quoting the Seder Olam. So those 40 days, there's no big Nafkamina. The only Nafkamina is a good riddle, whether he went up a second time or not. But the main thing, he's taking care of business, whether it's actual avodah shchora of getting rid of the avodah zar or davening up in Kadosh Baruch Hu in the har for those 40 days. Then we get to the topic of our shir, which is on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Here it's underlined for you in source number one. Uver Rosh Chodesh Elul Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alei Elai HaHara Ve'viru Shofar B'machaneh. Comes Rosh Chodesh Elul. This is after the 40 days of what Medrash called Kas. And Hashem says to him, what? Come up and we'll blow the shofar. Moshe goes up. Listen to the language. Shari Moshe Allah lahar shelo yitu odachar avoda zara. Va'kadosh Baruch Hu is dit ale beoto shofar. Whatever that means. Somehow he's raised up through that shofar. Shneimar Allah lokim etrua. V'chein hitkinu chachamim shiu tokim b'shofar b'rosh chodesh kishrei chol shana v'shana. So I have a small problem, but two small problems. What are the two small problems? When is the takana? That's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. What is it? That's Rosh Hashanah. So it's a typo. Really, it's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh Elul, because that's what we just said. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we just had this source, which is the source, Pirkei the Rabbah Lazer, it's this source. When do we know? We started off saying, when's the first time we're blowing shofar? 3 days ago. Right? Rosh Chodesh Elul. How often do we do it all month of Elul? We do it every day, right?
Yeah.
We do it every day. Twice a day, right? No, once a day. Okay, it's a machlokas, whether you used to have it once or twice. We do it once a day. So from this source, do we see that? No. All we have is Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph. Bet, it's Hitkinu, we have a Takanah Chachamim. So we just had the source, we have a Takanah Chachamim that it's almost historically we're remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the 40 days of Kas, what do we have? We have the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to when? To Yom Kippur. What happens on Yom Kippur? Hashem forgives us, right? At least ostensibly, right? Yom Slicha Mechila. So Hashem tells Moshe to go up Alei Elai Hara, Tokin Et Hashofar. That's Rosh Chodesh Elul. So far, so good. Everyone clear? What's our problem? Our problem is we blow shofar the whole month of Elul. So that's where you get the source number two. Source number two, the Sefer Amani quotes this source, and then what does he say? He says, because of this, at the beginning, Lachin itkinu litkoa b'rosh chodesh elo b'chol shana v'shana, and then he quotes the Ra'avan, the Tzorfati in the French, osin af misham ve'elach. So then what happens? So then he adds in, you should know, there's also a minhag to do what? To blow shofar, all of Elul. So far so good? Now, if I had to ask you before you started this year, what's the reason why we blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul and Elul? Would you tell me that there are two separate mechayvim, there are two separate reasons that are obligating us to blow shofar, that the essence is different? No, I think most people would say, no, it's all one and the same. It's all one and the same. One is not a takana, the other one is not a minhag. It's all the same. What's the same? What would you say? That Kirshen, who also said tshuva, Mr. Letterman had said tshuva. That's what I would have said also. That it's 30 days of preparation for tshuva. What's that? Right? We have this concept of 30 days preparing. That's what I would have said. It's 30 days preparing of tshuva. Where do we get this from? Look at source number three. Source number three. Afal pisha tkiat shofar b'rosh hashanah. Gzeret ha-katuv. This is the Ram Menachos tshuva. Remez yeshbo. Klomar. Right? This is the Rambam that hopefully you've learned, and if you didn't, you'll learn it even more now. That says, even though Tkiyat Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a Gzeres HaKasuf, it's a Torah, it's a Gzeres HaKasuf, it's a Pasuk, but there's a hint. What's the hint? Uru Yishenet Mishinatchem. V'nirdamim Mikitzu Mitardim Echem, etc., etc. I'm not doing through that whole idea. What is Tkiyat Shofar and Rosh Hashanah in one word? It's the idea of wake up and do tshuva. And therefore, what I have said, I would have said, that Rosh Chodesh Elul, the whole month of Elul of Tkiyat Shofar is what? Wake up! Right? It's wake up! It's obviously for guys who just landed today. I'm trying to keep you awake! Right? Wake up! Right? To wake you up, Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem, literally, right? To wake you up for those 30 days, preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So far, so good? That's what I would have said. However, now, let's turn to number four. We're moving ahead. We only have 24 more sources. Plenty of time. We're flying. Okay, the Sefer HaMinhagim actually says that Mina Kasher Litkoa Merosh Chodesh Elul Ad Schod Brichu Erev Rosh Hashanah Va'az Mafsikim Litkoa V'Chozer Metokim Rosh Hashanah Zehu Lamed Yom V'Samach Lazeh Tiku V'Chodesh Shofar Mashma Chodesh Shalem Shu Lamed Yom. So he says, even though he calls it a Minhag, sounds like he's saying that even though Rosh Chodesh was a special Takana, but he says it's a Minhag, exactly like I just said, to prepare you for tshuva, the 30 days beforehand. But now we're going to start seeing some very cool things. Not that this hasn't been cool, but this is going to even be cooler. I'm very excited about this. I may not have a voice, but I'm very excited. Source number five. Source number five is the Sefer Rokeach. The Rokeach was Rav Elazar Mivorms. Anybody knows what Worms is? Worms? Germany. Okay? He said that the concept of blowing shofar might not be 30 days. You know what it might be? 40 days. What's 40 days? From Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Aha. So what's the reason? So he says the reason we look in source number 5. L'mahal katuv tokim b'shofar mir Rosh Chodesh Elul ki kein hit kinu takanat chachamim shi tokim mem yom ad yom ha-kippurim al shem mem yom achroni shalal Moshe l'marum v'amar litko b'chol yom kidei shelo yitu orav arozara. Stop. Kamo. So you're blowing 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Moshe went up to what? For the whole purpose of making sure that we don't do Avodah Zarah anymore. I.e., I would say, in other words, tshuva. But then, what would be the next logical conclusion then? How many days should it be blowing shofar? 30 or 40? 40. Do you know anybody who blows shofar 40 days? No. Okay, even Chabad, which has very unique minhagim, that doesn't say slichot, but in Aseret Yemei HaTshuva, they don't blow shofar in Aseret Yemei HaTshuva. Okay, and that's what he says right now. Uvezal Malchut, even though in concept, then we should be blowing all 40 days, we only blow 30 days. Uvezal Malchut, in Tokim Kimar Rosh Hashanah. I said within my introduction, I wanted to, this was all a nice introduction, but the Chiddush which I want to show you, and a lot, some of it's going to be based, a lot of the ideas going to be based on Rav Yitzchak Huttner, Sefer the Pachad Yitzchak, Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin. And then I'm going to add some things to it. It's based on a diuk now in the Tor. The Tor, who was the Tor? Who was the Tor? Who was the Tor? Everyone ask your money back. The Tor, Rav Yaakov ben Asher. Rav Yaakov ben Asher, who's Asher?
The Rush.
Who's the Rush? Asher. Okay. You think you can be British and not have cynicism like me? I'm there. Don't worry, I've been teaching Brits for a long time. Rav Asher ben Yechiel. Okay, the Tor of Yaakov ben Asher. Okay, the son of the Rush. Okay, one of the codifiers of Halacha. Good. So the Tor, he quotes this Pirkei of the Rav Elazar, Source 6. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Looking inside, tell me if you see any difference of what we've said till now. Tanya b'Pirkei de Rav Elazar Rosh Chodesh Elul Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Aleilai Harosh Azal Kabel Luchot Achronot Sheoz Allah Lekabel Luchot Achronot Ve'Aviu Shofar B'Machane Moshe Lalahar Shelo Yitu Ora Achavar Zera Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nitaleh Ba'Oto Shofar Shenemar Aleilai B'Tshuva Lachin Itkinu Chazal Shitokim Rosh Chodesh Elul B'Chol Shana V'Shana V'Chol Achodesh Kedei Lazhir Yisrael Shiasu Tshuva Shenemar Yimitaka Shofar Ba'ir Ba'am Lo Yecharadu U'Kedei Larbiv HaSatan V'chein Noagim Ba'ashkenaz Litko B'chol Boker V'Erev Achar HaTfila. So a couple things here. Diuk number one, my brother-in-law had a tremendous diuk here, that as opposed to Tkiat Shofar during Rosh Hashanah, which is during Tfila, which is, if we were learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that's very interesting. That smack in the middle of Musaf, you do a mitzvah. It's like smack in the middle of Musaf. Stop! Let's go eat matzah. You're smack in the middle of davening. You're going to eat matzah now in the middle of davening? I'm not talking about Kiddush. What's going on? Right? What's going on? So obviously, one of the approaches of the Rishonim is that Tkiat Shofar is what? Is a din in tefillah. And therefore, that's why the Tor here, when he says the minog of what? The minog of blowing shofar daily is acharat fila. Why is he saying acharat fila? To tell you it's not what? It's not, thank you. Not only that it's not during tfilah, but it's what? It's not a din of tfilah, but it's something different. It's not a din of tfilah. Could very well be a din of, what have we said till now? All of Chodesh Elul, what is it? It's a din of tshuva. Okay? Everyone with me? Tkiat Shofar for, as we had said, Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rambam, was tshuva. But it could very well be, according to others, that what is Tkiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Tfila. And that's why you blow in the middle of tfila. And here the Torah is saying, no. But you should know, during Elul, It's not what? It is not tefillah, it's tshuva. But that wasn't my point. That was just a beautiful deal by my brother-in-law. If you didn't get that, it's not important. I mean, it is important. But the main thing that he adds here for the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is what? What did he add? Did anybody see anything he added? She'oz. Now what? Also, Arbevita Satan. Have you been that before?
Said, yeah.
Also true. But that's not from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Oh. Here he says, Moshe goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and here comes the key. This we didn't see in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's true, historically. But the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar doesn't say that, if you look at source number one. Here the Torah, who is a halachic book. He's not telling me some Tistam history here. What happens on Rosh Chodesh Elul? She'oz Allah lekabel luchot achronot. What does he do at this point? He's going for Matan Torah. He's going for Matan Torah. What Matan Torah? Matan Torah after what? After we've messed up. After we've done the Cheta Ego. Then what happens? When do we receive this Torah? Yom Kippur. Correct? So here's my question. Everyone go to please source number 8. So within source number 8, there's a whole question. What I meant to do is went to source number 9. Source 8 is a tremendous point also of blowing shofar, whether you do it even as a yachid or as a tzibur. It's a Eliezer. Let's say I overslept because of slichos. Should I blow shofar as a yachid or not? It's very important. Okay, we'll maybe get back to that as an afkamina. But source number 9 in Mishnah Masechet Tamid Ta'anit explains Amar Abshem Gamli Allah Yutam Li Yisrael Chamisha Sarbaav. There are two happiest days of the year, Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And the end of it, we know what happened on Tu B'Av. Ladies are frolicking in the fields to be able to find their chatan. And the pasuk quotes in Shir HaShirim, B'Yom Chatunato V'Yom Simchat Libo, B'Yom Chatunato Zum Matan Torah. The Gemara explains based on this, why is Yom Kippur so happy? Because we have a new Kabbalat Torah. And our question, this is based on Rav Huttner, is why do I need a new Kabbalat HaTorah? I already had a Kabbalat HaTorah. Vav or Zayin Sivan. Why do we have a new? Why do we have this Kabbalat HaTorah here? Moshe Rabbeinu is going up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're blowing the shofar for what? She'oz Moshe Allah Moshe lekabel luchot achronot. When 40 days later, Yom Kippur. So now all of a sudden we have two different tracks of Kabbalat HaTorah. We have the regular Vav Zayin Sivan. And what else do we have? We have Yom Kippur. So far, so good. Tefillah. What is the pasuk that tells us you have to daven every single day? How do I know that Minat Torah, according to the Rambam, I have to daven every single day? Anybody know? What's the source? It was a great answer by Levine. Why was that a great answer? What's your first name again? Sorry.
Ari.
Why is that a great answer? Because he totally avoided the 99.99% of people that are going to get it wrong. Because he just said what Chazal say. Avodah Shebalev. But most people are going to quote what pasuk? About Avodah Shebalev. What pasuk are you going to quote? What is the pasuk? Ulavdo Cholavavchem. That's what most people are going to quote. Because they learned the first daf in Masechet Ta'anit. But the truth is, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. That's a different shir. But if you look at it, source number 10, Mitzvah Aseh Litpalel Bo Bayom, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishpatim. Va'avadetem et Hashem Elokechem, Mipi Hashmua Lamdu Shavodah Zui Tefillah. Why do I tell you that, according to the Rambam, you have a chiv to daven min HaTorah every single day? Because you go to source number 11, we have this whole new category of Va'yavur Hashem Al Panav Va'yikra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Il Malay Mikra Katuv, if the Torah didn't write it, Eif Shal Omra, I cannot say it. Hashem passed over, literally, passed over the face and he read it. What does that mean? Milamein Shinit Ateif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishliach Tzibur. Hashem took a talus, wrapped it around Sanford, and what did he do? He's the Shliach Tzibur. Vehero Lola Moshe Seder Tefillah. And he showed Moshe Seder Tefillah. Amar Allah, what did he say? Kozman Chi Yisrael Choti. Anytime Am Yisrael is what? Sins, what do you have to do? This is the special tefillah. What is this tefillah called? What is this tefillah called? Yasu lefanai keseder azeh. Vani mochelem. Do this tefillah, and I will forgive them. What is the tefillah called? Yud gimel midot rachamim. So people are not Sephardi here. The Sephardim said Yud gimel midot rachamim every Monday and Thursday. And every day, actually. The Monday and Thursday, one of the real long ones. Okay? But regular Ashkenazim understand this Gemara. Because the only time you really do Yud gimel midot is when? Is the high holidays. Right? Rosh Yom Kippur time. Yud gimel midot. Right? Obviously, the Chagim. Okay, fine. So what is the Yud gimel? The Gemara says, Hashem, Hashem. Why do you have Yud kei, vav kei twice? Hashem, Hashem. Hashem, kodem achei. Hashem, lachar achei. Yasu tshuva. Etc., etc. So the question is, now we have two different topics of two different systems. We have tefillah, and we have Talmud Torah. We have Matan Torah of Vav and Zayin Sivan, and we also have what? Yom Kippur. Yom Chatunatov, Yom Simchat Libo. Tefillah, the Mechayiv, what obligates us to daven, Vavaratem at Hashem Elokeichem, the Rambam, that's every day. Here now we have a whole Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, that says what? That we have Il Moya Kosov Omra Yev Shalakiritzeh. But we have these Yud Gimel Midos. Why do I need this? What is this? Why do I need a second source for tefillah? The Mahalach, till we get to Tkiyat Shofar, Motzi Yom Kippur, is as follows. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, we have a takana that, as the Tor Paskin from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, not like our introduction. Our introduction was, it's only tshuva. So I don't think it's only tshuva. What I think it is Sha'az Allah Kabel Luchot Achronot. And you know what's going on in Rosh Chodesh? There's an announcement. It's not only a historical commemoration. It's saying that another 40 days, we're going to accept, we're going to go be Makabel Matan Torah on Yom Kippur. Now, part of that, so why do I need a new Matan Torah? These two sources. Because the answer is, after the first Matan Torah, we messed up, Cheta Ego. And then what should happen after Cheta Ego? Should be done. Mori b'malchus. We rebelled against the queen, the king. We're done. There should be no more relationship. V'chasav la sefer get krisos v'nasim b'yada. That's what happens in Yecheskel. And he says, do we have a relationship anymore? Should be none. Tfilah. V'abaratem at Hashem al-kechem. That's daily. But what is this tfilah of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah's tfilah is saying, at ani lifnei achet. And there's an ani acharei achet. There's this idea of this relationship that we have, not only pre-sin, but even after we've messed up, what happens? We have this relationship. The tkiat shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul is what? Is this announcement that both as a tzibur and as a yachid, that's why I said the nafkamina tzitz Eliezer, in theory with this malach, makes a lot of sense within the question, that I should be able to even blow by myself if it's me working towards a new Kabbalah Sator. Okay? And this tshuva that I'm doing for the 30 days of the Tkiat Shofar is towards this building of this relationship of what? Of this Kabbalah Sator. If this is true, now we can understand Motzei Shofar, the Tkiat Shofar Motzei Yom Kippur. Everyone with me about the title so far? Listening, I kind of listening to music. What am I listening to? Hold on. This now, there's a takana and a minhag. The takana is Sha'az al Moshe, because now we're going lekabel luchot achronot. He established for the tzibur, I'm going to say even for the yachid, even though halachically it's not that way, that we now have this relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though we messed up, and we got to work at it on an individual and on a tziburi level to have a new Kabbalah Satorah and through tefillah. Within that comes this minhag of tkiat shofar motzi Yom Kippur. Does anybody know why we blow shofar on Yom Kippur, on the end of Yom Kippur? Show it doesn't end there. If anything, it might be the opposite. Right? It ends there. Right? You with me? Like, that's the final blast. Okay? Could be. Okay? I'm going to show you some of the sources. This it could be a half an hour show. We're going to make it that part quick also. What else? Anybody else have thoughts? Yeah. Explain, yeah.
You've been for the 30 days, you've been blowing a shofar.
Okay,
so now,
40 days.
Now, for
40 days. So now that it's come to an end, come to the 40 days, that there's still more to be done as well, and that.
You want to say that the tkia then is still wake you up? Okay, we're finished, but we're not done. That's what you were saying also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's an interesting idea. That's good. Well, before I take what Sanford said, I just wanted to point out, remember the Rokeach? The Rokeach had said, how many days should we be blowing for?
40.
Does everyone understand now what I'm saying now? Why should we be blowing for 40 days? Because the whole idea is what? To lead up to Kabbalah Satorah. It makes a lot of sense. In theory then, why you should be blowing then for 40 days? Because you're leading up to Kabbalah Satorah. Okay, let's get back to the Motzei. That's the third part. What is this Motzei Tzkiyas Yom Kippurim? What did Sanford want to say?
Form of freedom.
It's a form of freedom, good. So if you look in front of you, let's quickly go through some of the sources very quickly. Because again, I just want to get to the major point, just so you should know. There's a Ritva and Meseches Rosh Hashanah that says again, Arbivita Satan, which again, they don't like it because there is no Satan on Yom HaKippurim. The Levush talks about freedom, like Mr. Sanford said. Va'od, it's underlined in Source 13. Va'od ki tkiat shofar ze siman chirut, ki bo'yom hazeh nasu ha'neshamot chirut me'avrut avirot ha'gufot. V'gam ha'gufot nishtacharu from shibud onshan. It's a type of freedom. I did forget about an important tkiat shofar within my introduction. Tkiat shofar is where I get to right now, is Yom Kippur of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel is a tkiat shofar. Parshas Bahar. It's one of my favorite shirim also, I forgot about it. Okay, so there, and some say there's a Tosas Masechet Shabbos. The next two sources, 14 and 15. Some want to say we blow shofar in Yom Kippur to remind us about the Yom Kippur of Yovel. What's the problem with that? So then, how many times should we blow on the shofar?
Once
a Yovel, right? It's an expression, right? Once a Yovel, right? We don't do it every single year. Why would we be doing it then? Okay, so look at please number of sources 14 and 15. Gemara, the Tosfos in the Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal Amabez, and Kuf Yudzayin Amabez. Tosfos has a tremendous chiddush. You know, he says, what happens? He says, start for source 14, V'china Mari, the end of the first line, Masha Tokim B'motzei Yom HaKippurim. The first line, he says, is to teach us that it's the nighttime, it's the alarm clock, that it's nighttime, and go feed your children that they've been fasting. But then he says also, V'gam Lachin Sudat Motzei Yom Kippurim. You're blowing the shofar to what? Get ready for Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Not to fress. I had a high school rebbe who said, you know why we say Vurach Michaper Abon right after the whole day we're like an angel? Because everyone's running out to fress. Right? So you have to say Vurach Michaper Abon. But here's the opposite. What's the reason why we blow the shofar? Lachin Sudat Motzei Yom Kippurim Shehi Ke'en Yom Tov. The eating on Motzei Yom Kippur is a yontif. This is, meaning with all due respect to Hasidish Rebbe's. This is not the Hasidish Rebbe talking. This is Tosfos talking. Tosfos saying it's a Sudas yontif. What is going on? What's the nature of the Sudas yontif? What would you say is the nature of the Sudas yontif before we read the two Tosfos? What was the Sudas yontif? What just happened?
We're forgiven.
It's a tshuva. If you want. Ah, thank you. You're trying to, that's my chiddush, my good friend. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says that it's the concept of what? We were just forgiven. And therefore, it's a mitzvah lechol, and that's the paitanim, he says over there in source 14, that says, achar gamar mitzui, after Hashem has forgiven us, eat with simcha. Okay, in Tosfos Masechet Shabbos 15, daf kuf yitzayin amud beis, says mitzvah lechol motzei yom kippurim. Kirsch already stole my thunder. It's okay. We're all good. And I wanted to claim, if you go to 16, the Shaar Tzion says again, it's yom tov. Just like again, just to understand, is why I bring source 16. Not only to quote Tosfos, but look what he says. Shaar Tzion siman tov reish chaf gimel sifkat tetzayin lachin yifkedu ishet achiv betzeitomi beit hakneset kederech shomim b'shabbos yontif. Say good yontif. Unbelievable. On Motzei Yom Kippur, the Shaar Tzion says, good Yom Tov. Or good Shabbos, or, you know what I'm saying? Or he says, that's what you should say. A good Motzei Yom Kippur Yom Tov. I don't know. It's crazy. But now, what is the nature of this Yom Tov? Seemingly, it's go eat because we've been forgiven. Okay, we beat the Satan. If you look at Source 18, Nitzachnu Ta Satan, we've been forgiven. But, says Mr. Kirsch, if you go now, please skip ahead to Source number 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, we're going to keep going, all these sources, then what happens? We blow the shofar. As opposed to source number 23, according to Labush, that says we blow the shofar because it's Siluk HaShechina, Allah Elohim B'Truah, it's the antithesis of this. That says that the Shechina is now gone. We've had this holy day where all angels together with Lifnei Hashem Titaru, comes Kirsch. And if you look at the Pesukim, what happened in Matan Torah? Look at source 24. So it's a machlokes. Did they actually eat in fressing and it was bad news? Okay, that's Rashi. Rashi in source 26. Parshas Mishpatim Chavdala Pasuk Yidalef. Hayim mistakim bo b'lev gas mitoch achila v'shtiyah according to Medrash Tanchuma. But the Targum Onkelos says, no, chas v'sholom. They were happy with their karbonos. It says, if they ate. Okay. You know what the Ramban here says? Anybody have make a siyum? If you haven't made a siyum, you'll make a siyum here this year, hopefully. If you look at the Ramban, and also the Rabbeinu Bachai, v'tam v'yuchlu v'yishtu she'osu mishte v'yomtov. You know what happens by Kabbalah Satorah? By the siyum, what do you have to do? You have to eat. Ki kein chova lismoach. You know what's going on in Motzei Yom Kippur? It's this. We continue on. We started from Rosh Chodesh El. We blow the show from Rosh Chodesh El to say we have to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah. We spend 30 days with the minhag of blowing shofar for tshuva, saying God, dear Shua Hashem bihi matzo kiraub yoto karov. The Melech is Batsadeh. We're there. We're getting better as a tzibur and as a yachid, getting ready for Kabbalah Satorah through our tshuva. Through our special tefillah of Hashem, Hashem, Yud Gimel Midos. Motzi Yom Kippur, after we've been Mekabel Torah that Hashem has written as a Kabbalah HaTorah, what do we do Motzi Yom Kippur? We blow the shofar, and what do? We have to eat it because of a siyum, Kabbalah HaTorah of eating. That's why it's a yontif. You say good yontif. That's what the Ramban continues in saying, that that's what we see, the time of Shlomo, Mikan She'usim Mishte Legomra Shel Torah. When you finish something, Kabbalah HaTorah, you have a suda. And if that's true, we can now answer as we get to, and we'll conclude with source number 29. Very strange. We get to Sukkot. And what happens? We have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Misha lo ra Simchas Beis HaShoeva lo ra Simcha B'yamav. It's so happy. But do you ever know the songs that they sing? Okay, I brought down one of them for you here in the Gemara Sukkah. You'll see in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. They said, as opposed to just Stam Simcha, they said, our forefathers in this place did Avodah Zarah. U'mishtachavim kadma l'shemesh. V'anu l'kainenu. But we, our eyes are in you, God. Seems to be a little strange that you're bringing out the dirty laundry. You know? Yeah, our forefathers, forget about the Lashon Hara and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the Simcha. This is Simcha. Why are you bringing down Reform? What's going on? The answer is that the Simcha here is what? That's the whole concept of the Sukkot. Says Rav Hutner, Atal v'chartanu mikol amim. The concept of Hashem choosing us on Sukkot is a different type of Atal v'chartanu than all the other Chagim. The Atal v'chartanu is after we've created the relationship. The Yichud, if you will, of Sukkot, then what are we singing? We're singing, we know that what? There have been the Chataim, and therefore there shouldn't have been a relationship. But we started hearing the music, Rosh Chodesh Elul. We have this whole 40 days now to be able to work on it, to then mekabel the luchot, to be able to blow the shofar Motzei Yom Kippur, to be able to have the suda of Kabbalah HaTorah. And then Sukkot, we say that Hashem chose us. It's not just chose us of skula, despite our mess ups, atav v'chartanu, we even sing about it, not just throw dirty laundry, but understand that Hashem, mina tovot, as the Rabbeinu Yonah said, mina tovot, that Hashem gives us, the rachamim, that we recreate this relationship. I think it's a beautiful mahalach to be able both to understand that we want to continue listening to the shofar. When I listen to the music now, this is what I think about, of how we're going to be mekabel Torah. We all do things that we've wanted to do, and we've had some shortcomings also. Mirtz Hashem, as we start yeshiva, hopefully, through the music, through the Kabbalah HaTorah, we'll be able to have a good tefillah on Kabbalah HaTorah.
straight throughout the next 40 days.
Sure.